The bill being floated in the state legislature would allow Wisconsin's 16 technical colleges to open their own charter high schools.
Under the proposal, college instructors would teach high school courses focusing on occupational training or science, technology, math, and engineering courses.
Here to tell us more about the proposed program is Representative Thomas Weatherston, a Republican state representative from Racine. He's co-author of the bill. Representative Weatherston, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you. And actually, I'm not from Racine. I'm from Caledonia. We'll let Corey Mason say he's from Racine.
Apologies. Well, thanks for the correction. Well, tell us how this program would work.
Okay, this is a very simple idea that allows our technical colleges to do charter technical high schools. And this is aimed at middle skill levels, anything from dental hygienists to plumbers, welders, carpenters, or whatever the market deems in the area. But the bill is designed to help kids that are not college-bound or maybe at risk, young people, and then give them another path for training and skill development so that they can get family-sustaining jobs once they've graduated from that curriculum.
Why do you think Wisconsin's education needs this now?
Well, I think, you know, many of our schools, our public schools, are focusing more and more on college-bound curriculums and have gone away from the traditional trade-type jobs. And by allowing our tech colleges to have a tech college high school, we can put more emphasis back into those skill sets, which are indeed where the market is in the state of Wisconsin right now for jobs.
Why do you think it's to the advantage of students to pursue an avenue like this, a charter high school aimed at technical skills, instead of doing the usual route, which is graduating high school and then specializing and going to a technical college or a regular college?
Well, that's a good question, but it's the long way around, you know, and I think a lot of kids, I'll admit, I went to a technical high school back in New York State, and which gave me quite a leg up on future endeavors. Unfortunately, what I see in my district is a lot of young people are dropping out of high school instead of finding other ways to become trained or skilled. And so this program is to just give them one more path where if they don't want to stay within the traditional high school model, they can move to a technical high school model and get them a leg up on a skill that will actually give them employment things. It also gets them into the tech school where if they enjoy the school and the learning environment, they possibly can even stay long enough to get an associate's degree.
Do you think that it's possible students would go through this program, get some training, and then opt not to go to any kind of college?
Well, possibly. You know, I think if the, you know, like a dental hygienist, if you did a program like that, and you possibly could go to work directly from a program like that, or at least after you get your associate's degree. I myself, you know, I after I graduated from a technical high school, I went in the service, and then I went back to college afterwards on the GI Bill. So I can see where you could use it both ways, but I would think that the goal, of course, is to save kids that are at risk and to help them into a career path that at least gives them a decent salary.
Now, aren't there other programs that offer this same kind of option for students that exist already, like the course options program, which lets students take two classes at a technical college or a college now?
There are those programs, and they are very successful. And now I'm most familiar with Gateway Technical College down in my district, and they have a very successful program in Burlington, Wisconsin, that works very well. But not all public school districts allow those partnerships and actually try to block some of them. So this is just an avenue to create a bigger technical ed program, if you will. You know, the programs you're talking about, like you said, you're allowed to take two courses per semester that are at the tech school level. This would allow you to be at the tech school completely and be immersed in programs and even math and English and all those other courses that go with the technology that you're trying to master.
Now, this proposal, it would allow tech colleges to open up independent charter schools that operate without a school board. Why would you take this approach rather than, say, urging technical colleges to work more closely with public high schools and expanding it through public schools?
Well, again, part of the problem is that some of the public high schools are the ones blocking work with the tech colleges. And the goal is to get kids, especially kids that are at risk, and to save them from dropping out and becoming burdens on society later in life. So the goal is to help kids find ways to get some kind of technical education that they can apply to a job skill.
Now, you said you want to make sure at-risk kids get funneled into a vocation early on. Are you concerned at all that it might be too early to decide what you want to do with the rest of your life at that level?
No, I don't think so. I think that getting a high school diploma is a major goal, and if you get that high school diploma from a tech ed school or you get it from the normal high school path, I think that is more meaningful than just dropping out of school and not having a high school diploma at all.
Funding for public education is a big issue in the state of Wisconsin. Are there concerns here that this could move money away from public schools and funding public schools?
Well, that's always a concern, and it's a valid concern. But if a child drops out of school, they lose that money anyway. So I think it's a win-win for us as a society to keep people in school as long as possible and get them the training they need.
Now, a school can exert a lot of influence on the town that it's in, and there's a lot of generally community involvement around a school. Do you think that letting charter high schools open in towns without a more community-based approach, the way that a school board offers, could be something that has consequences?
I'm not sure I understand that question. Could you restate that, please?
Would letting charter high schools open in towns without the use of a school board affect the town in a way that they didn't have much control over?
Oh, I don't think so. High school's a high school. They'd still have to come under the DPI regulations for a high school, so I don't see how that would affect them.
Are there other programs, do you think, that could fit the bill instead of expanding charter schools through this? Because this is something that's being considered right now. Are there other ways to achieve this goal?
Well, there's other ways, but I don't. Most of them are post high school graduation, and if you have to wait till you've graduated from high school to get into some of these other programs, like there's a German model going on down in my area where it's a German apprenticeship program, but you have to be a high school graduate to even get into it. So those are great programs, and they work very, very well. But again, you have to graduate from high school first, and not all of the kids in my neighborhood are actually making it through school.
Now, if this goes through, what do you see as being the impact on Wisconsin's workforce in the coming years?
Well, hopefully it'd be very successful, and if we can train people, and that's why I said, if we could leave the tech schools, allow them to be market-driven as to what kind of training they would give. I think that if they could do partnerships, especially with local manufacturers, and train people into whatever those skills are, that they can feed directly into workforce. I see a great benefit from that by getting people into the middle skill jobs and getting them employed.
Representative Weatherston, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
We've been speaking with Representative Thomas Weatherston, a Republican state representative from Caledonia. He's talking about a bill he's co-authoring that would allow Wisconsin's technical colleges to open their own charter high schools.